Yeah, last 24 hours, not great for Aussie tennis. Nick Kyrgios gone, Ash Barty gone, and also Alex de Minaur gone. Roger Rashid, good morning.
Morning, TK. Dave, how are you, boys?
Good, mate.
Yeah, it was. I mean, did it go down the toilet? That's how he is.
Well, hold on. Ash Barty was expected to win. Nick Kyrgios was expected to win. And de Minaur, well, you know, probably okay. Not.
All right, two out of three. Okay.
Well, right or wrong?
Yeah, no, those two were expected to win. Let's start with Ash. That was unfortunate. I mean, a couple of little subplots here. Wang was coached by Peter McNamara, and Peter McNamara passed away only
4 or 5 weeks
ago, not long ago with cancer. So he's one of our Aussie greats. He's one of the most amazing men that we've produced as sports people, just so understated. And, so our hearts went out, obviously, to him, all our Australian tennis players and the sporting public. So that's, and for Wang, that's her first major quarterfinals. There would have been something in that as well for them. But so Ash wasn't at her best. There's no doubt about that. She made 39 unforced errors. Mm-hmm. She didn't find her rhythm throughout the course of this match at all. And her second serve, she just didn't, normally pretty good covering her second serve, looking after that space, but it was really low percentages of her, percentages won there on her second serve. And that really got her into trouble. So couldn't take care of those areas. And to Wang's credit, she's ball quite aggressively, and she takes advantage of that space. And Peter was very good about acknowledging that. He used to always have that conversation around second serves and how not enough of the players, especially on the female side and on the women's side, take advantage of that space. And so that was all credit to her. Disappointing for Ash. But for Ash, she's been in the second week of every major this year, obviously a winner at Roland Garros, so that's a big tick, for 2019 for her major campaign.
But she's number two and number one in the world. She's expected to get to the second week, isn't she?
Yeah, now she is. No doubt about that. But I mean, if you said at the start of the year, you know, Ash Barty would be, you know, she'll go get it deep into this. You know, she'll get into the second week of every major this year. She probably would have taken that. Because that just means the door's open and it creates opportunity.
Right.
So,
okay.
And she's playing consistent tennis. So it's not. So I think yes, right now we will expect moving forward that Ash gets involved in every major in the second week. Okay. There's no doubt about that. From Paris onwards, but that hadn't been part of her DNA yet. Yeah.
Well, I read this morning, Roger, that so Pliskova, which went down to Konta this morning in three sets. So if Pliskova had made it to the semi, she would have been one. So that can't happen. But if Osaka defends her title, then she will be number one. If neither of those happen, Ash will remain at number one.
Yes, she could jump up. There's obviously Naomi's defending a title. So she's got, look, and she's played great. I mean, she beat Coco Gauff, the young 15-year-old, yesterday, and gave her a bit of a tennis lesson. There's no doubt about that. And it was sort of a great reply compared to what happened on centre court last year for Naomi, because, again, she was in a prime time Saturday night, big stadium, full house, and they were going for the young American. But for Naomi to quieten everyone down, and I'm not sure if you saw what she did after the match. She actually consoled her opponent and also asked her to get involved in the interview afterwards, because she thought it was important for her to not feel that as poorly as she was. She was teary, Coco, the young girl. And so Naomi brought that upon herself and got her to actually join in on the interview that she was having with Mary Jo Fernandez. So it was an amazing, mature moment for someone who's had such a bad experience and a good one, winning the US Open, but under controversy in last year.
Serena twisted her ankle, heavily bandaged, but was too good this morning.
Yeah, she was, and she's, you know, because she's got so many weapons, TK, she can actually just sort of explode the ball and not have to rely on such heavy movement. She still covered a fair bit of territory, but depending on how that feels when it cools down, you would think it will cool down and she'll be okay. Otherwise, she probably wouldn't have. It was in the second set, so she was able to get through it at the end. But I think 24 hours, you'll know where she is. She's definitely the favourite here. Wang will test her if the ankle's a bit touchy and she can't sort of explode off that side of her body. But I just think she's the favourite to get through here. Except Joanna Konta's playing pretty well. That part of the draw is heavily loaded. But I feel like Naomi Osaka will get through her section as well. So The women's side is looking interesting, and it, you know, potential rematch between Osaka and Serena potentially on the cards.
What about this men's futures market at the tab? So Nadal is 270. He's $3 into 270, Roger. And then Novak early doors was even money. He was 250 into even money, and now he gets back out the 250. If you had, if we're at the pub and you had your 100 on one of them, or it could be someone else, who would you be backing to win overall in that futures?
Yeah, it spreads a little bit now because Nadal plays Marin Cilic, who's not he's not easy to play on this. That's a fourth round match tomorrow, so that's not going to be easy. If he gets through that, I feel like his part of the draw is opened up. When I say that, you've got guys like Garmon, Fies, Berev in there, but they're not guys that have won majors. So I feel like Nadal does get through his section, and then there's. Then up the other end, Roger was unbelievable today. He was so clinical. Sometimes Roger plays these matches where it's not it's virtually perfect in a sporting sense. It's not obviously, you know, he only hit 35 winners, 17 unforced errors, but 6-2, 6-2, 6-love against David Goffin, who's a former world number 10, you know, top 10 players. Quite remarkable. He was really pure. He plays Grigor Dimitrov, who beat Alex. Alex was not at his best, 40 unforced errors. He probably had a moment where his best result in the major, but you know, he had an opportunity there, and Grigor's probably, yes, he's got experience, but Alex definitely, you know, you can't make 40 unforced errors and expect to win a major tennis match at this part of the tournament. But yes, I think that's a long-winded answer for me. I'm getting to it. Novak and Wawrinka play tonight. That's the big one. I think that's where the odds have sort of fallen out a bit, because physically that can take a bit out of Novak. And then he potentially has Medvedev to play Federer. So yeah, I'm still leaning Novak.
Okay. Novak, right. We're actually getting, better price, which is good.
Yeah. Was that a bit long?
About 3.5 minutes, but yeah. It was fine.
Well, no.
That's average.
Mate,
that's normal.
Quickly too, mate. Nick Kyrgios couldn't see. He'd played too much PlayStation. The lights were in his eyes.
It was a stage set up for him, I thought, and I still think that that stage is definitely his, that big stage. I mean, when you build on centre court, I'm not sure what was going on with the knee. There was obviously some taping around the knee. You hadn't seen that, and then obviously was finding the conditions a bit weird. But it was we see that it comes out. Just feel like lock in, play tennis, and then good things happen.
Roger. Why don't you take him under your wing?
No, TK can answer that.
Yeah. Why don't you take him under your wing?
That won't be happening.
That won't be happening.
You could change him, mate. You could take him to the top.
No,
I think
it's well explained that Nick's looking after Nick, which is fine. That's the way he wants to go about it. He's going to take his own journey, take the journey on himself.
And, if he approached you.
No, and I wouldn't expect that. As I said, I think Nick wants to take this on himself, and he wants to sort of figure it out himself, and grow into the person that is himself and do it his way, and which is fine. It's 100% fine, but that's the journey. But with that comes, it'll come these moments where we see some great stuff from him, we see some other moments from him. So it's going to be a continual. Sort of a must view, sporting person we like to watch, but hopefully it evolves and it evolves into someone that we're going to see really sort of use his talents the right way. And when I say the right way, just more often, because they are so explosive, and also they can do so many good things externally as well, just off the court as well, if he's able to do that.
All right, thank you, Roger. We'll talk to you throughout the week, mate.
See you, boys.